Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring, boring, boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
All right, there's nobody I'd rather have on it. And Governor, you know that sometimes I say that because you said you're a subscriber to the podcast.
I am.
So I appreciate it. You're the first governor that has ever confirmed that they're a subscriber to the podcast.
Yes.
But the fact that you are, it made my day, so I appreciate
good.
It.
I'm glad.
Yeah. So when it comes to baseball, as we talk so many different facets of baseball, when we talk about loving baseball, what was the? Do you remember the first time you walked into a major league park?
Yeah, I came into Shea Stadium for a twi-night doubleheader between the Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Willie Mays was in the lineup, Willie McCovey was in the lineup, and Nolan Ryan was pitching for the Mets.
Oh, wow.
In the first game of the twi-night doubleheader. So it was a pretty memorable night. I was 6 years old.
Wow. First of all, good job of getting that ticket.
That's all my dad. My dad took care of that. So,
isn't it great though? When you come up and you say, "I get the Nolan," you didn't have the Nolan Ryan ticket every time, but when you got a ticket, it was I got the Nolan Ryan ticket. When you got a ticket, it was always who is pitching. You tried to map it out, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. At that point, I was totally at my father's mercy at 6 years old, coming to my first game, and I was completely overwhelmed. And my dad's actually a St. Louis Cardinals fan.
Oh, really?
So, you know, he brought me to see the Mets because he wanted to bring me to a ball game, and I fell in love with the Mets then, and I've been a fan for 55 years.
And so when did it – you're 6 years old, and then you sort of go through – for me, it was growing up in Boston. What took root was like the 78 Red Sox, like that team. For you, what was your team? What was it?
It was the 69 Mets.
Yeah.
Because I was 7 years old, and that's, and I kept a scrapbook that I still have of, you know, clippings from that season, and that's what really got me completely hooked. Was the next year, and little did I know I was going to have 55 years of misery after that. But nonetheless, that's what got me hooked, and you know, that was big. And then obviously 86 was huge. I was in law school at the time.
Okay.
So that was a season where I came
Did
out here a lot.
Did you go to those games?
I came to World Series Game 1.
Okay.
And I was at NLCS Game 5.
Okay.
When Carter got the base hit up the middle to win the game in extra innings. So those were the two playoff games that I came
that's,
to that year.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
And game one, I was at the 1-0 game. They didn't score when I was here. 2-1 in the NLCS game and 1-0 lost in the first one.
And at that point, I don't know if you're a superstitious guy, but maybe you're like, oh, my, they're not scoring because I'm not sitting this way or I'm not wearing it.
Well, I just thought maybe I was bad mojo. But, you know, I could only afford tickets to one game each anyway. So I was in law school and recently married. So we kind of to squeeze that out anyway.
So as a Mets fan, I described, I love talking for the Dodgers fans. I love talking to fans all across the country because they are so unique. How would you describe Mets fans?
Mets fans are tough and cynical and worried constantly. There's never a lead that's big enough.
Are they worried now though? Are they really?
I mean, if you talk to any real Mets fan, when Diaz walked the first two guys in the ninth out in Los Angeles, they were petrified and relieved. I was on an airplane getting ready to take off, praying for the first time ever that I'd be delayed in Newark, that I was hoping for it so that I could continue to see the end of the game. And Diaz got the last strikeout just as we were taxiing down the runway.
Really? I mean, isn't that the worst when you're trying to time out a flight?
Oh, yeah, no. It was really, really bad. And it was a flight to London, so I had no hope of seeing it unless it happened right then. So, you know, I think Mets fans are worried. And I think, actually, that's one of the things Steve is, I think, hoping to change, is that Mets fans will be more optimistic sort. But after the last 55 years, you can understand maybe why not.
But I think, though, Governor, that it's one of these things where I say, oh, how can you be worried? Because the vibes, even though they're the highest payroll in baseball, the vibes are that of this upstart team, this good feel-good team, the Grimace, the OMG, the last, like, Timmy Trumpets of a couple of years ago. It's not a lot of teams have that vibe. Like, a lot of teams, the Yankees – like, we're expected to win, so we're going to win.
The vibe with this team especially is really, really great. And it's typical Mets when we're doing well. There's always kind of a story to it. You know, in 86, that was a dominant kind of rowdy group that everybody kind of loved, fist fights out on the field and all the rest of that. There's always something different. 2000 was kind of an upstart team as well that people didn't expect to get to the World Series. And so, you know, like usually with the Mets, there's a really good story to it. And this group of guys is an amazing story.
What if you had to, 86 was probably your favorite Mets team, right?
Well, 69.
Oh, I'm sorry. 69.
86 was close second, but 69, you know, was magical, and that's how, you know, I became a complete Tom Seaver fan like most folks. And, became, you know, my childhood hero. So it was pretty great.
So with this team, what if you had to, I love power ranking. How would you power rank your, what interests you the most about this team? Is it the gritty guttiness? Is it this, the things like, you know, like we said, the uniqueness of Grimace, or like, how would you identify?
Well, I think the first thing I'd say about this team is that these guys just never seem tight.
Yeah.
I love the fact that they're out there and they're playing loose, intense, but loose. And then secondly, I think that the job David did in bringing in some of the pitching that he brought in this year that has really overperformed what everybody expected. That's exciting to watch Manaea, you know, pitch the way he did the other day and all through the season. Severino, that's especially fun because you stick it to the Yankees, you know, and that he's pitching so well for us. So I'd say the pitching is the other thing. I'm an old catcher, so I love.
Are you? Yeah, all right.
I love watching the pitchers and seeing these pitchers do what they're doing is pretty great.
Well, that don't even get me going in the pitcher thing. I talked to John Gibbons, another old catcher, 86 guy, right? And he had the great quote from Frank Howard, and he said, listen, usually it's the team with the most cannons that win. And I said, hey, listen, the Dodgers have a lot of big cannons, but the Mets have cannons, right?
They do. Look, and Vientos this year, you know, has done what I think we all hoped he would do, and I watched him through the minors, and to watch him do what he's doing is great. And talk about a guy who's loose and is, you know, not overwhelmed by the moment at all. That's another one of those guys that fits that bill.
And, okay, so we end the last question, baseball question, is I would imagine baseball, come back to your love of baseball for what you do, politics, is it the ultimate distraction from everything?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, now look, and my wife will tell you that, you know, when the baseball season starts, I'm in front of the TV every night, and I'm watching it every night. The West Coast trips kill me. I get no sleep. You know, I'm totally distracted by it. And with my other profession, yes, it's good to have that.
Especially this time of year, right?
Yeah, especially this time of year. To be able to have the excuse that I have to be out here as a member of the board of the Mets rather than having to do any of this other stuff. It's pretty good.
Awesome. All right, we end on this random question, which is, are you a big Black Friday shopping guy?
No.
Okay.
I am not.
Okay.
I am not. I never have gotten into that. I'm a big 3 days before Christmas shopping guy usually.
You
very much at the last minute. My wife is freaking out and I'm running out to the mall and doing that kind of stuff or going online and looking and paying up for the express shipping back.
You and me both. And the last thing is decorating for Christmas. Are you a big decorating for Christmas guy, decorating for the holidays?
We're big decorating inside, not decorating outside.
Excellent.
So, you know, we'll have the tree, we'll have a lot of the traditional decorations on the inside that we've accumulated over our 38 years of marriage. And so, yeah, we love it, and we're getting ready for it.
All right. Well, we got some Baseballs and Boring t-shirts on the way for you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Follow Baseballs and Boring in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.